You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Reading a story where they surveyed 30,000 people. That is a significant number.
That's a big focus group.
That's huge, man. Anyway, the whole idea behind it was asking people about, after a breakup, is it better to start dating again right away or should you take some time alone? Now, I remember hearing the rule of thumb many years ago that said if you're married and you get divorced, they said you need to wait a month for every year you were married. So for you, that would be almost a year and a half.
Sure would.
And I think that is preposterous.
It's too long.
It's preposterous. It's a silly rule.
Yeah, it's pretty long. But again, it's all going to be based on the circumstances of the breakup and what else is going on in your life.
I agree.
It's all going to be subjective.
However, but just speaking generally.
Okay.
After a breakup, is it better to start dating again right away or should you take some time alone? Well, they quizzed these 30,000 people and basically 3 out of 4 said you need to wait. There were only 9% who said start dating again immediately.
Hmm.
Then there's the 18% who are like, I'm not sure.
What's a date?
I don't know what to answer.
Men were twice as likely as women to say, just get back out there. But the older you are, the more likely you are to say, wait a spell.
Well, sure, because you just start really enjoying just quiet time.
You'd forgotten what that was like.
And for, you don't have to ask for permission for anything.
You had forgotten what it was like for people to not eat all of your snacks.
Yeah, so I could see that if you're older, you're like, it's me time now.
So it would be interesting for people to pull a little hypothetical this morning, especially those of you who have been in a relationship for a while, and think about it. If something happened and tomorrow you were single, would you start dating again right away or would you wait? Jeremy, what would you do?
I would wait.
How long?
I don't know, man.
Roughly.
Again, I don't know the circumstances behind everything.
And you want me to make up circumstances?
It's
so
also going to depend on the person that you have your eye on next. I mean, like how great they are.
Who do
I
you
mean,
have your eye on right now?
Nobody right now. But, in this hypothetical, if it's someone that's like, smoking hot or whatever, you're probably going to want to make a move pretty quick before they get scooped up by somebody else,
Along those lines, may I read a note?
Please do.
Kate wrote in, I heard you talk about waiting to start dating again, and I've been dealing with this. I was married for 9 years and got divorced in April. So let me see, April, May, June, July, August, so 5 months. All right.
Okay.
She says, I decided I would wait a year until dating, but then met a man in June. So that's just 2 months after her divorce.
Okay.
When he asked me out, I told him I was waiting a bit before dating again. Last weekend, I reached out to him to see if he was still interested because I decided the one-year rule was dumb. And he's in a new relationship now.
Oh, see?
So I missed out. She says, my advice to people is to not wait, get out, or the good ones will be gone.
That you got to strike, right? It's like a snake. You got to strike.
However... Because that didn't work out with that guy.
There's other good ones out there.
There could have been another one who hadn't come around yet.
Yes, of course.
And then this weekend, Kate, you might meet him and you'll be like, oh, why was I pining for that guy? Look at this guy.
This one. Yeah, of course. You can play that game all day
long. You can play it, but you can play it both ways.
What do you do during that time off? If you are taking that 6 months to a year off, let's say, what do you do during that time?
Well, when I got divorced in 2005, I waited about a year.
What did you do?
I went out. I did go out on,
did go out.
I went out on dates.
Companionship.
Companionship dates. I did not go on, and it was clear, and I didn't lead anybody along. It's like, I'm not going to be in a relationship for a while because I need time by myself.
Right.
And so I did that. And then about a year later, then I started dating somebody.
Okay.
So I went out mostly with friends. I had very good friends. And a lot of my friends were women friends. And
right.
So we would go out and do stuff.
You just catched up. Had some
we
girl
did.
Talk.
And it was fun. And I did have a lot of alone time to, process. Because, I'm a processor.
Sure. Sure, yeah. I guess you start working on your diet, maybe, or go to the gym.
Start working out.
I don't know, yeah. Right? You start doing some self-improvement, probably, in that time.
Well, there is no doubt that that stretch from, like, 2005 to 2010 was probably the best shape I've ever been in.
You were running a lot and stuff.
Running a ton.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah. I remember that.
Yeah, I was...
Do I? Yeah.
I got pretty damn thin, actually, which... You know, you look at me now and you're like, you were thin? I was. Maybe a lot of that was just the alone time that I needed.
Yeah, it's just something to do, really.
Yeah, but it hasn't always been that way. And it's like you said, like somebody broke up with me and I was dating again probably 30 minutes later.
Right. Now you're just bragging.
Let's take a couple calls here. Veronica and Val. Veronica, what do you think? Do you wait a little bit or do you get right back out there?
I think it's best to wait a little bit, but if an opportunity presents itself and it looks like a pretty good opportunity, I think you should go for it.
I mean, you could just for a fun night out, really. Just dinner and you meet somebody, and doesn't mean it has to be right. Long term, I guess.
Exactly, yeah, yeah.
Have you been in this situation?
I have, yeah. About a year ago, I broke up with someone, and I decided I was going to be alone and just, like you were saying, self-improvement. And
what did you do? What did you do when it came to the self-improvement?
Well, a lot of it was just making sure that I was in a healthier space mentally, completely over that person. And also, like you said earlier, enjoying not having to... share the TV, what programs you watch, eat what you want, do what you want, all by yourself.
Yeah.
Sounds kind of nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was.
Well, yep. Are you in a relationship right now?
I am, yes.
Oh, well,
and it was one of those where I was like, I'm never going to date again. This just sucked breaking up. And then he walked in and it was too good to pass up.
Ooh, la, la.
Good for you. Where did you meet him? I got to know, before we go, where did you meet him?
Well, actually, I'm a bartender, and it was an old friend that had recently gotten divorced, and he just showed up.
He showed
up
at the bar.
Perfect timing. Yeah. So how long did you end up waiting? You said you were going to wait a year or whatever it was.
What did it end up being?
Yeah, how long?
It was probably like 5 months.
All right.
That's a good solid amount of time.
That's good.
Yeah, yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah, right about the time where I was like, all right, this is cool. I'm happy alone. And then, yeah.
And then this guy
ruins it all.
With his broad shoulders and beautiful smile.
Right.
Oh, Veronica.
All right, Veronica.
You are delightful. Thank you for being on the show with us.
Thank you.
Cheers.
I'm glad you found happiness. Here comes Val. Val, what do you think? Are you going to sit around and wait or what?
No, I'm going to go for it. I'm 60 years old and been married 34 years. I don't have 3 years to wait around.
You sure don't, Val. You got to get on it. You better move, 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 girl. You better have a date lined up every night of the week. That clock is ticking.
But you're not in that situation now. You are still married, right?
No, I'm married. We're coming up to 34 years.
Okay.
Hey.
But I got to ask you something.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so 34 years, great guy, uh-huh. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, we know you love him, blah, blah, blah. Okay, but do you have somebody sorta picked out that you would go for if this situation ended?
No.
But nobody.
I'd start looking.
You'd start looking immediately. Of course you would. It's that older age. It's like you would.
But that's why I'm saying, I'm wondering if you just save a little bit of time and you pick something. You don't do anything right now. You do nothing. You stay faithful and loyal. But you at least start doing your shopping. Do window shopping now. Would you do that?
No.
Would you want an older man or a younger man, Val?
Younger.
You want a younger
How
man,
much huh? younger?
10 years, maybe.
So somebody in his 50s?
Late 40s, early 50s?
Really?
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah, somebody looking for a cougar, huh?
Yeah.
I don't want to take care of the man when they get old. So
you kind of want a guy to take care of you, it sounds like.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Raise kids, have a husband, want somebody to take care of me if I end up...
you want to be pampered a little bit. Yeah. All right.
Yep.
And you sound like a bit of a wildcat to me, too. So.
Yeah. Freak.
Is that why you're looking for the younger guy?
Freaking to bed.
You're looking for a freak? Is that right, Val?
Well, I probably don't have enough coming in Social Security, so I need somebody younger that can supplement it.
I'm just looking for a woman on Social Security.
Turn me on some more, Val.
Val, talk dirty to me. Talk social. Talk Medicare to me. Val, I love you to pieces.
This has been such a great call.
You make me so happy.
You call whenever you feel like it, okay?
I wish I was single, Val. I'd go out with you. All right, we tear it up.
You know, here's the funny thing. I'm too old for Val.
You are too old for Val.
I'm younger than Val, but I'm too old for her.
All right, Val, we love you.
Have a great day.
Thanks, you too.
See you later. She's funny.
I'm telling you, she's all talk. She's
you know
a wildcat.
She's looking at these 40-year-old guys.
I know she is. Mm-hmm. She's already doing window shopping.
Hold me back.
The way she was talking, it's not like this just entered her mind today.
No. She knew exactly what she
sure,
wanted.
Sure, her answers were prepared, as if she's been rehearsing this for a while.
Man, she's great.
One more quick call. It's Sarah. Hi, Sarah. Good morning.
Good morning, boys.
Hi, Sarah.
So are you waiting around, or are you going to get right back out there?
I think it depends on the situation. My first marriage, I went right out there and did it. My second marriage ended badly, and I waited maybe 6 months. Yeah. And my fiance passed away in 2020, and it took 10 months and a very persistent younger suitor to even catch my eye.
Sarah, you've been through like every situation possible.
Dang.
Correct.
You know it all. Hmm. You're an expert.
But this new guy, where did you meet him?
I actually met him online. He lives in England.
Hello.
Oh, long distance even. So yeah. Are you going over there or is he coming over here?
He has come here a few times. He'll actually be back in November. We've been together for 3 years.
Hmm.
And there's a future here?
Yes, 100%.
Right on. Good for you.
Well, you say you've been
Congrats.
Together, but you're not. You're like thousands of miles apart.
We are. We video chat 24 hours a day, other than when he's at work. So
you're committed.
Sleeping,
right?
Everything. Yes,
other than
100%.
When he's at work or when he's out on a date. He's not going to.
Don't do that to Sarah.
What?
She's had enough in
that.
Her life.
I am old enough now that if he can think he can find something better than me, go for it.
Oh,
but he won't.
Good for you.
Work it, work it, work it.
What does he do? I don't mean, I mean, like, what does he do for a living is what I'm talking about. I wasn't talking about what he does to turn her on. I mean, what does he do for a living?
He's a forklift driver.
Oh, okay, because I was...
not anything, like, expensive, you know, like, not a big elaborate
But he's got
thing,
a job and he's working hard.
No, but
trade,
I wasn't even thinking about the income. I was thinking about what he does. Would it be able to translate over here? And absolutely, there's forklifts galore.
Yes, he actually, he was working retail stocking, and he decided to get certified on a forklift so that he can move
certified
here eventually
operator.
And be with us.
That's cool.
I had a buddy of a buddy, friend of a friend, who ran a forklift school, and he said he would never, ever be without business because forklift operators, that job turns over all the time.
Well, I've seen the videos. They're always dropping stuff and knocking things over, so.
Yeah, so he says we are constantly training people. He goes,
I
want to
learn how to drive a forklift.
He's like, it's a recession-proof business.
Wouldn't
he goes, I train forklift operators.
Not just one forklift. They have different types of forklift, like huge ones and little tiny ones. And
I'd be playing pranks on my friends all the time. I'd go out and like move their cars and stuff. Or like put a car up in a tree.
Yeah, oh yeah, that'd be fun.
Where's my car? Look up, Jared. Oh, got you. So good.
What's your boyfriend's name, Sarah?
Jack.
Jack.
Jack and Sarah sitting in a forklift. KISSING. When's he coming out here for good?
We're not 100%. We're working on that. We're trying to figure out, like, the fiancé visas and if he's ready to propose. He's still young, so.
Well, wait a minute. How old are you?
I'm 42.
How old is he?
12.
30.
Oh. 30?
30. Yeah. Go you.
Wow.
Go you.
I'm so happy for you right now. Yeah. I think that's fantastic.
Yeah, those 30-year-old guys.
It's been a long time
crazy.
Coming.
Yeah. Cheers to you, Sarah.
I bet.
All right, listen, have a great great day today. Thank you for talking with us on the show, okay?
Nice meeting
you. Thanks, boys.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
I'm glad things have worked out for all these people who called in.
Yep.
Except for, was it Val who's...
It'll work out eventually for her.
Val is...
Val wants this 30-year-old forklift operator. You kidding me? Hold on tight to him.